light of a plethora of scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change and the urgent need for immediate action, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has been delivering for over the past 2 decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and we must practice sustainable living.
If you can tell people to be vegetarian, that's the best thing you can do for them and for the planet. Even if we can keep all the airplane, we can keep all the car, we can keep all the thing now, because CO2 is not as bad as the conscience sickness, and not as bad as spending so much water on animal raising and wasting land and deforestation and transportation.
The significance of a vegetarian diet, one that is animal-free, is further supported by a 2006 UN report, Livestock's Long Shadow, which states that raising animals for livestock generates more carbon emissions than all of the world's transport combined. Furthermore, in late 2009, the World Watch Institute published a new study called Livestock and Climate Change, which revealed that livestock and their byproducts account for at least 51% of the annual worldwide greenhouse gas emissions. In fact, farm animals also release other noxious gases, including methane, a gas that is 72 times more potent a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide over a 20-year period. After over 20 years of sharing her knowledge on how to live a balanced life while pursuing a spiritual path, Supreme Master Qinghai continues to dedicate her time and effort to uplift and enhance the life of all beings. Motivated by her unconditional love and overflowing compassion for our planet and its co-inhabitants, humans and animals alike, Supreme Master Qinghai selflessly accepts invitations to share her insights and wisdom on the topic of global warming and climate change, such as at gatherings with our association members, symposiums, interviews, video messages, or via live video conferences and the like. Today we present to you Supreme Master Qinghai's video message to the Association of Mexican Magistrates Pro Environment Justice on October 29, 2009 in Mexico City, Mexico, and her interview by Country Focus on BBC Radio Wales on November 12, 2009.
Greetings, honorable magistrates, esteemed judges, respected assistants, noble ladies and gentlemen. I am deeply honored and humbled by the invitation to participate in this special occasion. Inaugurating your new program, the Diploma Participation in Environmental Rights, as a fellow concerned citizen of this world, I offer my congratulations and gratitude for this sincere endeavor that demonstrates your high degree of care and dedication to the environment and our world. May it strengthen your ability to carry out what is most just for all beings on this planet. Today, I'm very honored to offer my humble contribution toward your wise rulings by sharing some of the newest scientific evidence about climate change and its most urgent cause. A. Climate effects and threats. We have signs of imminent crisis are evident in all corners of the world. First, storms have nearly doubled in intensity over the past 5 years, as we can see in Mexico on recent hurricanes and floods, which left damage, trauma, and grieving families. Meanwhile, sea levels are rising, and at a faster pace. With at least 18 island nations that have completely disappeared and many more coastal areas continually threatened. Once towering glaciers are receding so fast that over 2 billion people are already short of water and food. Many more suffer shortage as tens of thousands of rivers and waters are gone or drying. Mexico herself is currently undergoing the worst drought in nearly 70 years, with 300,000 fellow human beings now dying each year due to climate change. More than 20 million have been displaced as climate refugees. Scientists also worry about the billions of tons of methane sitting beneath the now melting Arctic permafrost and the ever-warming oceans. Just a fraction released from either one could trigger mass extinctions. B. The cause. What causes these damaging changes? It's not cars, ships, or planes. It is not coal plants, and it's not even all the smoke-spewing industries in our world. The number one cause of global warming is livestock. Recent research tells us that livestock raising is responsible for more than 50% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. Livestock is the single largest source of human-generated methane, a greenhouse gas that traps at least 72 times more heat than CO2, as measured over a 20-year period. The good news about this heat-trapping methane is this gas is also more short-lived than CO2 and disappears very quickly by comparison. CO2, carbon dioxide, stays in the atmosphere for thousands of years, while the lifetime of methane in the atmosphere is only about 12 years. In other words, methane does much more damage in the short run, but if we stop it, we will be able to reverse the trend of global warming very fast. Therefore, to rapidly halt global warming, to halt the emission of methane, we must stop its number one source, that is, livestock breeding. C. Livestock. Now we talk about livestock. Livestock raising is responsible for countless adverse environmental effects, each of which further aggravates global warming. According to the United Nations and other studies, livestock raising is known to cause the following devastating effects. 1. Deforestation. Livestock raising is the single largest human use of land and the main reason for deforestation. Since the 1970s, livestock production has been responsible for 90% of the Amazon deforestation to clear land for pasture and grow animal feed crop. A rainforest area the size of a football field is destroyed every second to produce just 250 hamburgers. Scientists warn that if we continue on this damaging path, the Earth's forests will soon stop absorbing greenhouse gases and instead will start to release huge quantities of carbon dioxide, CO2. Moreover, deforestation for livestock activities also produces black carbon. Black carbon is a greenhouse particle that is 680 times as heat-trapping as CO2 and causes the ice sheets and glaciers around the world to melt even faster. Up to 40% of black carbon emissions come from burning forest for livestock. 2. Soil erosion and desertification. Over 50% of the world's soil erosion is caused by livestock, which along with deforestation leads to desertification. 3. Biodiversity loss. Livestock is the leading cause of animal and plant extinction due to land degradation and other habitat destroying effects. The livestock industry is killing off our beautiful wildlife, including Mexico's own. 4. Deadly pollution. Of all sectors, the meat industry is the biggest source of water pollution. Excessive and unregulated animal waste, chemical fertilizers, pesticides, antibiotics, and other livestock-related contaminants choke our waterways and create oceanic dead zones, such as the massive one in the Gulf of Mexico. 5. Disease. Over 65% of human infectious disease is known to be transmitted from animals. The filthy and inhumane conditions of factory farming harbor lethal bacteria and viruses such as avian and swine flu, which we all know is a pandemic continuing its global deadly toll. 6. Food waste. Livestock uses up 12 times the amount of grain as the same amount of vegetable protein. About 730 million tons of the world's grain harvest are used to produce animal protein. This could feed all the hungry people, numbering 1 billion in the world and many times over. Seven, water waste. It takes over 1,200 gallons of water to grow one serving of beef, but only 98 gallons of water for one complete nutritional balanced vegan meal. While 1.1 billion people lack access to safe drinking water, we waste 3.8 trillion tons of precious clean water each year for livestock production. 8. Energy and resource waste. Animal products require 8 times as much fossil fuel energy to be produced compared to vegetable products. A study found that meat and dairy production in Mexico use the most agricultural supplies and resources in the country, and this is reflected elsewhere around the world as well. All the evidence speaks so loud and clear. If these resources, land, water, and grain, were turned instead toward the direct support of human life instead of livestock, what a different world we would have. Respected climate scientists, including Dr. James Hansen of NASA, Dr. Carlos Nobre of Brazil's National Institute for Space Research, and Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, head of the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, all have stated that reducing meat consumption or becoming vegetarian would be an effective solution to global warming. That is, we have to live an animal-free lifestyle, a compassionate lifestyle. Now, I will present just some of the many benefits of a vegan organic diet. D, we have veg benefits. First, the land for grazing and feed growing could become forests that help reduce global warming. In addition, if all tillable land were turned into organic vegetable farmland, not only would people be fully fed, but up to 40% of all the greenhouse gases in the atmosphere could be absorbed. This is in addition to the elimination of over 50% of emissions caused by livestock raising. Therefore, in sum, we eliminate most of the human-made greenhouse gases by simply adopting the animal-free, the vegan organic lifestyle. This also leads to considerable financial saving for world governments. It has been calculated that by shifting to a vegan diet, the world's governments would save $32 trillion by 2050, or a full 80% of total climate mitigation costs. Finally, of course, there are the excellent health benefits of the vegan diet, which has been shown to prevent cancer significantly. It prevents and reverses heart disease and diabetes. It boosts the immune system, extends longevity, and preserves the health, intelligence, and calmness of the adults and children alike. In closing, honorable sirs and madams, the great country of Mexico has always looked toward advancement in her environmental actions and are planning to be at the forefront to combat climate change and protect the world. The Mexican Constitution even states that all persons have the right to an environment appropriate for their development and well-being. Bravo. At this most urgent time for the planet, I beseech your honorable graces to please help your country and our world spare lives from the impending global warming calamity. If you don't, there will be too massive a catastrophe, too immense a suffering upon people, families, the children, that our conscience might never be able to bear it. I can only honor you with the truth when I say that we must become vegan to save our planet. We cannot wait for the sustainable energy and green technology to be available and used by everyone. It would be too late. I call upon the courage of all council present with the authority and power vested in you. May you lead your co-citizens toward the noble, virtuous, life-saving, and planet-sustaining path. Thank you for your attention. God bless you all. God bless us all. God bless Mexico. Muchas gracias.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
After a memorable visit to the beautiful woodland in Cwmanach, Wales, which is protected by the Woodland Trust, UK's leading woodland conservation charity, Hugh Jenkins was impressed and wanted to know more about Supreme Master Ching Kai's £100,000 contribution to the preservation of one of Wales' natural wonderlands. Hugh Jenkins is the local community reporter for BBC Radio Wales. He's also a published author, public speaker and marketing manager for Natur Cymru, a wildlife and environmental magazine. Mr. Jenkins asked, "Of all the places in the world, why did you choose to help this remote woodland in a valley in Wales?"
Okay, sir, if you ask why, then why we have Darfur, why Katrina, why we plant trees in Vietnam, why in Mongolia, why we give water in Kenya, why many others. I can't list them all because we just do them and then we forgot them, you know? Okay. And now it seems a very beautiful piece of wow for what I've seen, you know, in the picture, huh? Yes. Yeah. And it seems like they're very sincere to preserve it. And it seems like their goal is reachable, you know, like $1 million something. Yes. So I would really like to help them to do it. I wish I could give them the whole money to buy it, you know. I would do it myself, you see.
Hugh Jenkins then asked, "So you do similar projects in other parts of the world?"
Oh, many. We have many. It's just that we do what we can because, you know, our planet is in trouble everywhere. I wish I could do more than that. It's just I'm an individual person and I earn whatever, you know, I can earn. My honest money and labor and whatever I know I can help, I help, yeah? It's no particular this or that. Sometimes I also have helped other projects similar, but we don't always list it on TV. Eh? And not everybody knows, not even my people knows about it. You know, we just do what we can, everywhere, according to the need and according to my means at that time.
On the topic of global warming, Mr. Jenkins recounted how he had heard a man from Australia calling into the radio station to say, "This is just part of a natural cycle. The world has warmed and cooled many times over its life, and what's happening at the moment is just a natural process." According to Mr. Jenkins, the radio caller claims that the current weather patterns are completely natural and not a result of human activities. Thus, Mr. Jenkins posed the question to Supreme Master Ching Kai, "What do you think of those views?"
No. Maybe he didn't do so much research lately, but there are so many esteemed scientists have proven otherwise, and they have evidence for it. We have collected many of those information on www.suprememastertv.com if you would like to refer to them. For example, one of the scientists say that according to the research, at this time of our planet, if it's natural, then it should be cooler at this time, at this era of our planet. But then it became hotter, so that's not natural at all. Against the trend, yes. And many of the measurements And many of the proven research and experiments have told us that animal raising is producing methane, which is heating up our planet 72 times more than CO2. And besides, another scientist has also proven that CO2 also cancels out by aerosol, even though both of them are not good for us, but at least the thing that is heating up our planet is not CO2, because it's cancelled out already at the same time. And it's not as heat-trapping as methane and other like nitrous oxide, for example. Yeah, we have to do a lot more research before we can conclude anything. And if you would like to know all of this research recently, we have it on the suprememastertv.com or free of charge for anyone to download anytime.
Thereafter, Mr. Jenkins inquired of Supreme Master Ching Hai, "So your donation to the Woodland Trust will go some way to help halt the global warming. Is that the intention?"
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Many other similar projects we did, so like help people to plant trees, yeah? In Mongolia, where a lot of desertification, and Vietnam also, because of erosion and global warming, yes. And other projects sometimes not listed or not pronounced, yes. Similar, yeah. Of course, wherever I can, I help to halt global warming, eh? As much as I can, but I can only do what I can. If every one of us do similar, then we can help and stop the climate change and save our world.
Mr. Jenkins' final question to Supreme Master Ching Hai was, "In Wales, do you have any other project that you're involved in, or is this the first and to date the only project in Wales?"
I think it's the first one, but there's some other connected with Wales which I can't reveal to you. Sometimes organization doesn't want to be revealed. Yes? When we donate or we help somebody, we doesn't really want to have our names or to be broadcast on the air. It's just an embarrassing thing. It's just that because of our urgent situation right now, I sometimes sacrifice my principle to let it be aired so that other people might know that, okay, we can do something, you know? Maybe they want to do what I do, to help that particular organization or the other particular organization or some of the disaster victims, etc., etc. You know, you have to do by example. That's what I thought. Normally, we should not even talk about what we do, you know, the good things, the so-called good things.
As the interview came to a conclusion, Mr. Jenkins inquired, "Master Ching Hai, is there anything else you would like to contribute or to say at this stage?"
I would really like to plead with all the people to please awake, you know, to our dire situation of the planet and just do what we can in our individual capacity. And the easiest and fastest thing we can do is just to become vegan so that we don't have to raise more animals to feed them and to take care of them. And then because they emit a lot of methane into the air, and that warm our planet. And 55 plus billions, you know, murder every year. It's not the way we should keep going, especially if we want to save our planet. All that land wasted, forest burned, you know, water used for animal raising, make our world become depleted in many different ways, in water, in food, yes, air, quality, and now it's eating up our planet. All the evidence point to that direction, that if we stop animal raising, our planet will cool down. Because the time given here is very short, I cannot report to you everything. But please refer to the website of www.suprememastertv.com. We collect all the information, data, and evidence for anyone to refer to so that you can inform yourself what to do for the planet. Very easy, just be vegan. Every one of us, yes, one simple solution.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. they will be awakening their own great compassionate loving self nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Thank you for your caring presence on today's Words of Wisdom. Join us tomorrow for part one of Supreme Master Ching Hai's insightful lecture entitled Rediscover the Supreme Power Within Yourself. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for music and poetry, coming up next after Noteworthy News. May your spirit glow wondrously in harmony with the glorious music of heaven.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/WOW.